Good morning, Mission Boulevard. I'd like to start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you now. We just thank you so much for your grace and your love toward each and every one of us. And we thank you so much for the change that you break in our lives. And Lord, we just pray that this testimony, Father, will give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to start out saying that a few weeks ago, Brianna, we're part of the RU program, and Brianna has completed the first book, which is Strongholds, and a couple weeks back. And with be able to complete that, she had to write a testimony and how RU has impacted her. So she read it to me before she presented it in RU, and I just felt it was a great thing to share with the congregation this morning. And so before we do that, there was a video that Brianna had showed me, and it's a testimony of somebody that has been impacted by RU program, the ministry of it. And I would like to share that with y'all real quick, and then Brianna would like to share her testimony and how God has changed her through this program. So we're going to play the video.
Diagnosed. Now, again, this case finding index is lower than what I even showed you before, only 0.02.
Is this habit?
But they also had over 850 previously diagnosed people, of whom almost half were not in care or were by rehab. So if you had something called an out of care index, that was three times the case finding.
I became a vagrant.
What this suggests is there is an opportunity here to use HIV partner services to improve relinking.
I worked dope houses. I smoked crack every day of my life. At the age of 30 years old, I weighed 137 pounds. Almost 6 foot tall. I looked like a walking skeleton. You know, I was a walking dead man. 6 months out of the year, I was in jail. The other 6 months, I was just running the streets. April 4th of 2000, the police, the DEA, kicked my door in, had me with possession with intent to deliver, sentenced me to 5 years in the penitentiary. I studied AA, NA. I studied the big book, and I would go early, and I would stay late, and I did just about everything that they told me to do, and there was just something missing, and I didn't know what that something was. By the time I got done with the 17 months of treatment, I was teaching classes, and every CO and every lieutenant and every sergeant just knew that I was going to make it. They were telling me as I was walking out the door, Joe, you'll never be back. You're not going to be part of that recidivism rate. You're going to get this because you've just given everything you've got to this. And I did real well for about 8.5 months. After 8.5 months, I just went back to what I knew how to do. I began to get high. I got a dirty drop. But after 6 dirty drops, I revoked my parole. I was on the run, and on January 4th of 2004, I just had had enough. And I'd made a decision I'd rather be in the penitentiary than running the streets again. I turned myself in, and my parole officer, he looked at me and he just started laughing. And he literally told me, as far as I'm concerned, you're off parole, you're free to go. I'll just see you the next time you come through, because you're going to spend the rest of your life in and out of the penitentiary. That was the first time I can ever say that I was really scared. I knew that if something didn't change, that I was going to spend the rest of my life in and out of the penitentiary. I got going across the State Street Bridge. I got halfway across the bridge, and I just started crying out. I didn't know God. I didn't know there was a God. That was the first time I can ever say that I felt the fear of the Lord. I looked up a friend of mine by the name of Todd. He was staying at the Salvation Army. I went down there and said, hey, you know, what can I do to make sure I don't go back to using? He had made some great suggestions. He asked me to come in the Salvation Army, and I said, no, I can't do that. I've got a job. And then he said, well, I tell you what, why don't you come with me on Wednesday night? I got this preacher, and he preaches, and it's just unbelievable what he says from the Bible. And I said, well, you know, I can do that, because Wednesdays I'm broke, and I don't have any friends by then. And so I went to church on Wednesday night when I heard Pastor Kingsbury preach for the first time. It was just, it was mind-boggling. I didn't know that things like that were in the Bible. I didn't know that the Word of God even really existed, and something happened in my heart. I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Something in me said, you know, your life's going to be different from here on out. On Friday night, our church had the Reformers Unanimous program, and as I walked through the doors, I said, Lord, I'm going to give this 4 weeks. If this doesn't change, I accept the penitentiary for the rest of my life. By the second week I was there, I just knew it was different. It was that something missing. But I still couldn't put my finger on exactly what that something was. But
Later on, I found it to be the love of Christ that just dwelt in people that came alongside of me and didn't treat me like an outsider, but welcomed me in. I learned how to really build a relationship, learned how to pray and read and study and memorize my Bible and build that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I decided to make that wrong choice. Got high and stayed out for about a month and a half. Had leaders and helpers and people calling my phone and trying to get a hold of me. And I just finally one day said, you know, I got to get back. And I walked back into the church on a Friday night and their arms were open and he said, welcome home. And when I went back, I met a director by the name of Dan Black. He had me bring him to all the people that I knew, all the places that I used to hang out, all the people I used to get high with. And we witnessed to everybody. And I thought he was doing it so he could get some people saved. And that was part of it. But then later on, I found out that way, if I ever disappeared again, he would know where to find me. And sadly enough, I disappeared again. About 2 days before Christmas of 2006, I decided I wanted to get high again. I got a call from my daughter. She left a voicemail that said, I just don't care, Dad. I just want to know you're all right. I just love you, and I just want you to call me. Please, just call me. I love you so much. God used that to absolutely soften my heart. December 27th, Brother Black went out looking for me at the places that I hung out at, the places that I used to frequent, and he seen my car parked out in front of a dope house. I was getting high, and I turned around, and I looked up, and there he was standing in the doorway. And he looked at me and says, why don't you come home with me? Ain't nobody ever loved you like we love you. And I just said, yeah, I'll come home. And I can say, without a doubt, that was the last day I ever got high. That was the last day alcohol ever touched my lips. Got established in a job. Got established in my church. Got established in the Word of God. And had that final heart change that said, you know, I don't ever have to look back. I got married to my son's mother. Built a relationship like I only dreamed I could ever have. I have a great relationship with my son. I'm faithful where I've never been faithful before in my life. All of those things are due to the Lord Jesus Christ. My father's always been probably the most important person in my life. When I was in my addiction, my dad had to tell me, you need to stay away from this family. Keep that poison away from us. He couldn't let me in his house because he had to worry about me stealing from him. I can remember the day that he called me and said, you want to come over for a cookout? Watch the race. Now, pretty much every Sunday, that's what we do as a family. It's the best day of the week as far as I'm concerned. So today, when those darts come, when those thoughts come, and when those temptations come, today I have the Word of God to combat them with. I have power over those temptations. Today I have power over those thoughts, and I know that power is not me. I have victory through Christ, and as long as I keep on the path that I'm on, as long as I keep following Him, and as long as I keep my position in Christ, I know that I can continue to have victory.
With this video, a lot of it is similar to our paths that we have taken. And once you put your trust in Christ, anything and everything is possible. And when we stop understanding in our own understanding and just putting our trust in Him, that's when change begins. So I just wanted to share this video because a lot of things that he said was similar in my life and in my walk. But also I would like for Brianna to share how the completion of one book of this program has, the Lord has definitely, she's drawn closer to God. So.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Okay. So the Reformers Unanimous motto is Psalms 1:1-6. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This was one of the first chapters I memorized through the RU program and has impacted me. The words have pierced my heart in the best possible way ever. Reformers Unanimous is a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and communities everywhere. More than 84% of scientific studies show that faith is a positive factor in addiction prevention or recovery. An estimated 20,000 plus lives are saved every year because of this faith-based recovery program. Since the beginning of Reformers Unanimous, I could realize the change that was occurring in my life. God, from the beginning in 2018, got a hold of me through the 10 principles, especially number one, and it states, if God's against it, so am I. This principle helped me eliminate lots of filthy sin out of my life. God helped me with the journaling. The journaling gives a new perspective on the importance of looking at God's word in a different way by getting either insights, convictions, or applications from the Bible to help you apply it to your life. Before I started journaling, I didn't take time to study in God's word, and the personal daily journal helps you to hear what God wants you to hear by looking for insights, convictions, or ways to apply it to your life. There have been times that I would have just opened up God's word and didn't do the journaling along with it, and I could see the difference of not studying and seeking what the words truly mean. The Stronghold book, the book I just completed, is the first book of the RU program. There are many challenges, and some of those challenges contain memorizing God's scripture, 10 principles of prosperity, the New Testament books, the Beatitudes, the Ten Commandments, Psalms 23, most of Romans chapter 6, as well as the fruits of the Spirit and what their definitions are. They want you to complete acts of service, attending church, and doing personal journaling. And through the process of doing this first book, I've realized that I've fallen down. And when I did, this program has helped me get back up due to having the scriptures memorized. Completing challenges, I could see my love for God's word grow and flourish. And he's helped me understand deeply how true and freeing it is. When I had questions about verses I would read in the journaling, I would write them down and I would ask leadership. And then next, learning the fruits of the Spirit was extremely convicting. The verses and the meanings helped me to live them out more. And although the flesh has too many moments of giving in, coming back to the Stronghold book, I could see how far God has grown me. Before, I was much more ignorant to listen to the Spirit, and I still fall, but I continue to pray and see God's miraculous works. Memorizing the verses is not only rewarding by getting jewels and trophies on the lanyard that you get, but when I face circumstances, I can hear those verses in my mind to remind me how God would want me to behave. I love mostly that I have been able to open the Old Testament and know where to find the books. This has been a huge achievement. God has done so much for me through this program, and many times I felt not needed, but really this program has been something I needed. God helped Derek and I get in a church through the program. He helped us to find ways to defeat fleshly desires. He has helped us to encourage others, and I'm grateful for the RU program and all that God has done for my family, and along with thousands of others in this world. My prayer is that Reformers Unanimous continues to grow and help lives to be saved from addictions that bind many people around the world. I am truly grateful that Mission Boulevard Baptist Church has decided to support this program and leadership throughout the period of time. It truly is life-changing, and I just love it.
Thank you. Great.